Killings of Shia Muslims in Pakistan are continuing again. Thousands of Shiite Muslims have taken to the streets across the country after the Friday prayers, protesting the brutal violence against Shiite community. They have expressed anger at the horrifying incidents in Mastoon, Kohistan, Babusar, Chilas and Quetta, in which gunmen dragged Shiite Muslims from a bus after checking their identities and shooting them dead. Furious Shia protesters have gathered before mosques across Pakistan to condemn the ongoing targeted killings of Shia community in the country. They are demanding their primary right of security from the state of Pakistan. Participants have condemned the Pakistani local media as well as the Chief Justice of Pakistan, who they say is not taking any action against those responsible for killing Shiite Muslims.
We are facing incident after incident, but ruling authorities are showing silence. From south to north of the country, we are facing targeted violence against our community. State and local Pakistani media have so far turned a deaf ear to this dire situation.
According to local media, some 186 Shiite Muslims have been gunned down in 2012. And the death toll of Hazara community in Quetta in last couple of years reached over 700. In August, 30 Shiite were the target of such violence.
We see an increase in intolerance day by day. We see an increase in violence. And the tragic part is even when these extremist groups, they claim responsibility for killings, there's really no action taken against them.
Participants also slammed the institution who they say have used the same elements in their strategic backyard, Afghanistan, and their policies are now backfiring, and banned outfits who claim responsibility of murdering Shiite Muslims are going scot-free. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.